A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We'll be considering the subject of prayers, how important prayer is to our lives and our destinies. Prayer makes heavens open. Heavens are opened by prayers. A man who cannot pray will operate under a closed heaven. Heavens opened upon the ministry of Jesus when he prayed. We saw this in Luke chapter 3 and verse number 21. The Bible says, and Jesus being baptized and praying, the heavens were opened upon him. Prayers open heavens. Prayers open doors. We saw in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 from verse 25 how doors were opened for Paul and Silas. Their chains fell off their feet and their hands, and the doors were opened, and God made a way for them. Prayers open doors. Prayer open heavens. Prayers open the hands of your benefactors that they may remember you and assist you. Prayers compel people to help and render assistance for you in life and in destiny. In James chapter number 5, and in verse number 16, the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. In the Amplified translation of that verse, part B of James chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible says that the prayer, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. And so prayer makes tremendous power available, and it is dynamic in its workings. So prayers makes power available. Prayer opens heavens. Prayer opens doors. Prayers cause men to help and to assist you to arrive at your place in life and in destiny. The question we want to ask this morning is, what are those complements of prayers? What are those things that make prayers very potent and powerful? What are those complements that make tremendous power available through prayers? We want to consider one of them this morning, and that is faith. Faith is major in making prayers potent and produce results. The reason why a man will not pray in vain is if he pray in faith. If you pray in faith, you will not pray in vain. Faith makes prayer powerful, makes prayers potent and productive. Look at what the Bible says about faith. Jesus himself speaking here in Mark chapter number 11 and beginning from verse 22. Jesus, the Bible says, and he answered, the Bible says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. We have the components of this faith that makes prayers potent, productive, and powerful in these verses of scriptures. Have faith in God. This faith that produces results, number one, believes in the ability of God to perform. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, verse 45, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that were told her. This faith believes that there will be a performance, that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above that which I am thinking, above that which I am asking. So it is a believing faith. It believes from the earth and with the earth that it is possible. This faith believes that it is possible. And so the faith that makes prayer potent is the faith that believes that it is possible, that believes that God is able to do it and that God will do it. Secondly, this faith that makes prayer potent is a speaking faith. It is not a dumb faith. It is a faith that we speak to the mountain. Say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And he will not doubt in his heart. He does not doubt. It is a speaking faith. Don't ever forget, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. So the faith that makes prayers potent is a speaking faith. And this faith speaks the word of life. It speaks the word of God. It confesses the scriptures. This faith does not speak as it sees. This faith speaks as it desires to see. It does not speak by the happenings around, by situations and circumstances around. It speaks based on the word of God and the things that it desires to see. A speaking faith that believes in the ability of God to do what he has said. Of course, it speaks his desires, those things that he desires. He believes that God will make them happen, and he sees it come to pass. Dear listener, I encourage you to build up your faith and let your faith in God be strong. Let your faith in God be strong and be potent for your prayers to be productive. You must have faith in God. You must have a very strong desire and believe that those things that you are asking from God will come to pass. Faith in God makes prayers potent. Your faith in what you are saying in the place of prayer, believing that God will make it happen, expecting with confidence, with great expectation, that it will come to pass as I have asked of the Lord. This is the faith that makes prayer potent. Let me share with you the advanced level of this faith that makes prayers potent. This is the faith exhibited by the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in Daniel chapter number 3, beginning from verse number 16 through to verse number 18. The Bible says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. That is faith in action. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego believed in their heart, and they spoke with their mouth that our God is able to deliver us from your burning furnace. And they said, he will deliver us. We know our God is able, and he will deliver us. But they went further to advance their faith, to show us the advanced level of faith, when in verse 18, they told King Nebuchadnezzar, but if not, that is, if our God chooses not to deliver, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were saying, our God is able, but he may choose not to do it. And whether he does it or not, he is God. If he does it, he is God. If he does not do it, he is God. Our salvation, our deliverance, our miracle, our blessings do not in any way affect the person or the position of God in our lives. God is God, whether we have a miracle or not. That is advanced level faith, and it makes prayers potent. Dear listener, let your faith in God be strong. Don't make it a kindergarten faith that if God, I've been praying for 10 years, you have not answered me, I will not serve you again. That is kindergarten. Advance your faith in God. It makes prayers potent. Our God is able. He will. And if he does not, he is still God. May God show himself as God in your life and in your situation. In Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to speak to everything that looks like a mountain on your path to destiny. Command it to be removed. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to every mountain on my path to destiny. You mountain of infirmity, you mountain of indebtedness, you mountain of failure, you mountain of rejection, standing between me and my destiny, I command you to be removed today in the name of Jesus. I believe that mountain is taken out of my way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, show yourself as God in my life and in my situation. In the present situation I'm going through, show yourself as God in the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will show yourself as God in my situation. In the present situation, the circumstance of my life, show yourself as God. Prove yourself that you are God in my life. You are God, O Lord, I believe. Show yourself as God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that the Almighty will show himself as God in your life and in your situation in the name of Jesus. I command everything that represents a mountain standing between you and your destiny to be removed today. I command that mountain to become leveled. I command the valleys before you to be filled in the name of Jesus. You will get to the office, to your shop, to your place of business today. You will look for that mountain. You will not see it anymore in the name of Jesus. What you left as a problem yesterday, you get back to the office today, you won't see it anymore in the name of Jesus. The God of all flesh will stretch forth his hand and cause this mountain to be removed and prove himself as God in your life and in your situation. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us at noon today for our Moriah prayers, 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. Join us to pray, and the God of heaven will hear and answer your prayers. Time again is 12 noon. You may wish to join this prayer on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts for your question, your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.